We are trying to capture people's imagination a bit more, partly by changing how we display the helmet. So it's going to be on a different mount, and it's going to have a cheek piece on either side of it. So you get an idea of probably what it looks like when it was on somebody's head. Also, very excitingly, we've got quite a few objects we're displaying which we've never displayed before, and that's partly because they've been conserved at the British Museum over a huge period of time, and that's just because we got so much stuff when the Hallerton treasure was excavated, and it's such a painstaking process to make sure we understand the objects and they are reconstructed properly. The additional five cheek pieces, which have never been on public display before, have taken this long to conserve. So we're really excited about putting these additional five cheek pieces because not only are they interesting and beautiful, they raise lots of questions. We're not sure why there were seven in total. We don't think all of them are related to the Hallerton helmet itself. We are very excited to display two replicas of what the Hallerton helmet most likely looks like when it was originally made. So again, if you've not been to the museum, the Hallerton helmet is corroded, and when it was found, it was in quite a few different pieces, so it's been carefully put back together. But it's quite a dark brown, dark red colour, and it's difficult to tell what all of the details on the helmet actually are. So we have worked with two different craftspeople to make two different helmets, and that has all been very, very kindly funded by local organisations. One has been made by a local silversmith called Rajesh, and he's taken the approach where he has used technology a bit more to create the helmet. So he's taken a 3D scan we had of the actual Hallerton helmet, and he's created a 3D print, but he's modified it to show lots of the detail that our curator and other experts have studied and determined was on the helmet, and that's been electroplated and, sorry, not electroplated, electroformed and gilded. So I think if you looked at it, you wouldn't guess it had been 3D printed originally and then had metal formed onto it. It looks incredible. And we've also had one made by a craftsperson in Rome called Francesco, and he's created a lot of replica Roman helmets for museums in Rome. And he took a more traditional method. He has worked with the 3D print that we can provide, but he's done a lot of the work by hand. Rajesh certainly did do some hand finishing on some of the finer details. Because Francesco has got that knowledge as well, he's got different opinions on what he would expect on a helmet from that period. So we've got two helmets made in two different ways, with two different interpretations, but they're both possibly what the helmet could look like. So we're really excited because people will be able to come into the Hallerton Treasure Gallery, see the Hallerton helmet, and then the two replicas behind it. And we're hoping it'll just fire people's imagination.